Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday released his budget proposal. We'll talk a little bit this morning about those details.
Our business editor, John Cropley, covered Cuomo's annual budget presentation. It was a little bit thin on details during the day, but we've started to get a picture at what he's going to take a look at. He really pressed hard at the outgoing Trump administration over federal aid, saying that the state should be due $15 billion in federal aid by his reckoning. And if New York doesn't receive this amount of aid, he said New York State will be prepared to sue for it. We got a little bit of look into some of the details as the budget might affect local municipalities. There's a proposal on the table here that they would eliminate payment that the state makes to these host communities that have video lottery terminals. And one of those is Saratoga. So they host the Saratoga Casino Hotel. So under this plan, they'd lose $2.3 million that they get annually, and Saratoga County would lose $800,000 that they get annually. So this, I'm sure, will not be received well. There's a proposal in this that would allow a process where New York's non-tribunal casinos, including Rivers Casino in Schenectady, would be able to seek a reduction in the tax rate that they pay on slot machines, which is 45% for Rivers Casino. It's the biggest one in the state. And so this proposal would allow them to bring that down to 25%. The budget presentation gave the okay to the Gaming Commission, the State Gaming Commission, to start the process at looking at possibly awarding an additional 3 casino licenses. These were licenses that were allowed by the state as they started rolling out these casinos, but they never awarded them. So that is on the horizon potentially, obviously to raise tax revenue, but I think there'll be some concerns about oversaturation.
You also have a story today, as we're learning more about the Capitol riots, of a Schenectady suspect that's been released on bond.
Yeah, so yesterday in a virtual hearing involving this young man, Brandon Fellows, a 26-year-old Venetiana High School graduate living in Schenectady, the federal judge basically was trying to determine whether they were going to detain him and then send him to Washington, D.C. to answer the charges or to release him while it's pending. And the judge did agree to release him to home confinement. In the meantime, the feds are putting together the case against Fellows and more than 100 other people. This is a case that got a little bit of notoriety, especially on social media. Fellows is accused of being part of the group that entered the Capitol on January 6th. He doesn't face the most serious charges. He just has 2 federal misdemeanors. One is for entering a restricted building, and the other is for violent entry or disorderly conduct. And he sort of made some headlines in that he talked to a Bloomberg News reporter shortly after this. And he admitted that he said, yeah, I was in the Capitol and I posted it on social media. I don't regret it at all. And he had a very popular photograph of him in a senator's office with his feet up on the table and what appears to be smoking marijuana. Up to now, he's the only one in our region who's been charged in that case. But we'll watch this go forward.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.